This is Scott Beck with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Kelly Knott. Kelly is the founder, CEO of a marketing group that spends a huge majority of their time helping physicians and hospitals build their practices and handle their marketing. They're an award-winning agency. Kelly, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Hey, Scott. Yes, thank you so much for having me join today. I'm really excited to get to talk about some of these things because healthcare is my passion. My name is Kelly Knott, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Entropy Healthcare Marketing, an award-winning healthcare marketing agency. I think in 2019, we won over 25 awards and just started 2020 off with a good award. And I also do physician liaison training and consulting as well with my online course, Physician Liaison University. And anytime they need me in person, I'm there as well. So it's kind of a mix of online and offline healthcare marketing strategies.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. How did you get started with this? How did this happen? How did you get started with this?
Oh, that's a great question. So I always kind of say that healthcare is in my blood. I grew up around healthcare. My grandfather was part of the first orthopedic fellowship that was offered way back when, like 70 years ago. And my uncle's an orthopedic surgeon. My brother's a orthopedic surgeon and bone cancer surgeon. And my mom's a medical illustrator. So it's kind of always in my family. We're always kind of in the healthcare world in one way or another. So I think it started out with a huge interest in healthcare and then my love for marketing. And that's really where I found my career. And right out of college, I started as a physician liaison for a really large practice that had so many locations. And I was kind of put in this huge leadership role pretty immediately. So I had a lot of responsibility on helping these physicians build relationships with their local referring community. And I just fell in love with it, Scott. I loved getting out there. I loved getting to watch the surgeries and the clinics and really understand the patient experience. And healthcare is just so unique and there's really nothing like it. So I built my network of physicians as a physician liaison.
Well, let me ask you this question. You mentioned sort of the old way of marketing was physicians that receive referrals from other physicians really going out and develop relationships, following up with them, make sure they knew that they were competent at what they did, maybe doing talks about what they do, but constantly sort of working that network. So if you were a gastroenterologist, you might be working the network of primary care physicians. If you were a orthopedic surgeon, you might be working all kinds of networks, including the high school sports teams in the areas and other kinds of things. It was that kind of traditional blocking and tackling. How does physician marketing look today versus 10 or 20 years ago? What works today?
That's a great question. So years ago, physicians had more, I would say, accessibility to each other as far as how they wanted their patient referrals to go, how they could communicate, how they met up in the hospital, and different ways they could dedicate to building these really unique physician referral relationships. And in today's healthcare, there's a lot of new challenges as far as physicians getting to meet with other physicians and build these physician referral relationships. Challenges in healthcare can include restrictions on referrals or affiliations and really big hospitals that are coming in town that also, you know, have unique pop-up clinics and ways they stay to a really tight community. And I think the idea of physician liaison marketing is to not only appeal to your own community, but get out there and meet with physicians who may not be part of your hospital affiliation or maybe in an outer line territory. So I think this new challenge of big healthcare systems coming in town really puts a lot of pressure on independent private practice physicians. And I think that's where they see a lot of value in this physician outreach relationship type program.
Fascinating. And when you think about advising physicians or advising hospitals on marketing, what are your top one to two pieces of advice today for physicians and hospitals?
I think for physicians, when it comes to marketing, is be the voice and be heard is number one. I have a marketing agency. I know that physicians' time is so important and their time is dedicated to patients. But when it comes to marketing, if a physician is not on board or has that buy-in, whether it's physician liaison marketing or digital marketing efforts, it's very obvious. if you're the specialist, the patients want to hear it from you. Be the voice of your marketing. Healthcare marketing is about educating the patients. And the more content you put out there as the voice, you will see the more traffic you get to websites, the more thought leadership authority that you have, and the better way you can help educate your patients and provide a library of resources for them when choosing which specialist is the best for care. So my first one is be the voice and produce content. And you can work with agencies and healthcare marketers to streamline it. It doesn't mean you have to be 100%. Another piece of advice is get out there, go meet your referring physicians, talk about patient care, try to dedicate or block your schedule for some time to get out in your community. Physician referral relationships can be the lifeline of a practice or system, and hospitals have been doing it for years with liaisons. So I think those two factors are really important for physicians when considering marketing, being the voice and content and getting out in the community to meet with other referring physicians and colleagues.
So fascinating. So one, I think it's fascinating advice is be the voice of your marketing. And I see this with some great, great physicians that are right in front in almost everything they do. It's them. You hear from them, some of their team, some patient testimonies, something like that. But you really hear from them. So you see them and you grow comfort with them. And two is, as a physician leader, as any kind of leader, you have to get out and actually meet your constituents, meet your customers, meet your network, be part of the community, and be a big part of it. So I think fascinating. Is practice building today, you know, you see some of these major companies, some of the major spine companies that built their practice through a ton of internet marketing. And one of the most famously built ones did a lot of that, but then at some point broke down. Is marketing, like you see in pain management, a lot of major media advertising and marketing, particularly in small communities where it has direct impact on referrals to the pain management center. What is it today? Is it this direct mass marketing or is it one by one hand-to-hand combat? What is the recipe today or is it some mix of both?
Well, I definitely say it's a mix of both. First, I'm not a huge fan of traditional media advertising just because the amazing thing about digital marketing today is the incredible data we get to collect. And I think when it comes to advertising as a marketing stream or strategy, that what it's all about is how you're going to read and collect data. Because if you're going to do advertising, you need to understand the type of patient you're targeting, where they came from, how the phone calls worked, what does the process look like, what is the first touch point look like, the second touch point, the third touch point, are these your ideal patients, what do leads consider? So there's a lot going on. So when it comes to mass marketing or traditional advertising in today's healthcare marketing, it really needs to be more defined and it needs to provide value. Like a lot of what we do with our agency when it comes to digital advertising is trying to create really good leads and forms that patients, whether they become a patient of yours, find a lot of interest in. Maybe it could be a certain quiz that they take or an article that they read or a webinar that they get to attend. But these are great ways to educate and inform patients, not only about your unique approach to care, but about a particular service or treatment. And then you can collect that information and evaluate what your advertising campaign looks like. Are we on the right track? Are we staying in front of these patients? And are we giving them the information they need to make these big decisions? So all of that is really important, but it all comes back to data. And it really is the same with face-to-face marketing and physician liaison marketing. It all comes back to data and analytics. Do you understand referral patterns and trends? Who's referring, who's not referring? And what procedures are being referred? Do you have a direction on where we need to go strategically to help grow patient referrals and meet new physicians? So for me, it's a mix of both for sure. But if you're going to do any kind of digital advertising, it needs to be patient-focused value. And it needs to come down to really re-evaluating the data, what steps you need to do next, what's working, what's not working, and how you can really use that money and time to attract new patients. And then when you're out in the field using the data to be strategic about your time when meeting with physicians and what you need to be talking about, that they're going to walk away saying, wow, I'm really happy that that physician came in. We talked about A, B, and C, and talk about these competitive advantages on why they would consider you a specialist to refer to.
Thank you very, very much. And Kelly, one final question, just a quick answer on this, and then I'll ask you how people can find you. The quick question is, what doesn't work? What doesn't work in marketing, and what should people avoid?
That's a really good question. I'll answer it in two quick ways. With physician, well, really one. What doesn't work with marketing in healthcare and with physicians is if the physicians are not buying in. The physicians need to buy into the healthcare marketing. They need to be the voice. They need to be the thought leader behind everything. So if you're going to have a physician liaison marketing campaign, you need to be present in that. You need to also be out there building relationships with your liaison. You need to be providing direct lines of communications to your referring physicians. You need to be willing and ready to meet with these providers to answer questions. So your participation as a physician is so crucial to the success of your marketing. And it's the same with online. Invest in a high quality website. As my husband always says, he's my partner in Entropy. Your website is your 24/7 digital billboard. It's your salesperson that you pay this one time to have it built. So optimize it. It's all about the patient experience when it comes to healthcare, and the patients want to hear from the physician. So make sure your website is communicating your unique abilities to patient care, accessibility for patients to create appointments or learn more about services and procedures. So my biggest advice to physicians, whether it is offline with physician liaison marketing or online with building a really strong website for Google, is that make sure you're the voice. Make sure it is about connecting with the physicians.
Well, and what you said is, I think the most important thing you said is that the physician has to own this and live in it, be part of it. Where the physician really chooses to just outsource the things, so I could outsource this, then it's not really part of him or her, and he or she's not really front and center in it, and doesn't do nearly as much to connect with the audience, nor to constantly be updated and improved. So I think that's magnificent advice, Kelly. Let me ask you one final question. How do people learn more about you and reach you?
Oh, thanks for asking, Scott. Yeah, so my name is Kelly Knott. You can find me at entropy.com, and that is entrepy.com, and that's Entropy Healthcare Marketing. Or you can find me at kellynott.com, and that's Kelly with an E-Y, not K-N-O-T-T.com. And there you can learn all about physician liaison marketing. Both of these websites are all about educating physicians, medical practices, and hospitals on the best ways to implement marketing strategies. And I'm super active on LinkedIn. So for any of you on LinkedIn, make sure you connect with me. I'm always there to show support and give advice and tips.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. I think great tips, and I love the overriding theme of it can't really be fully outsourced. I mean, it can be, but the physician leadership, the hospital leadership, whoever it is, has to really stay really engaged in it to make sure it's done right and to be a part of it and be the face of it and the voice of it. So just fabulous advice today, Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. And for any physicians listening, just because you're the voice doesn't mean it's extra work. There are ways to create outsourcing systems and processes to make your job very easy. So thank you for having me, Scott. I really appreciated the time.